From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello and welcome to our program. We will have another reading from the history of the 59 Revival in a minute or two. This will be our last reading from this book. We have extended our readings. We announced at least one final reading a month or so ago, but such was the interest in the book, we continued on for a while. But I think we have to bring our readings to an end. We have been giving away copies of the book by Dr. Paisley on the history of the 59 Revival to anyone who has requested a copy. Next month, we will be having a guest speaker in our morning and in our evening programs, as I will be away preaching in Canada, and visiting my son and his wife and their little son in company with my wife. We're looking forward to that. The preachers on our program next month will be the Reverend John Gray, who will take our morning program, and the Reverend Gordon Dean, who will speak at night. When we return, we will be featuring a new testimony in our evening program and also starting a new series of Bible studies. Tonight's study is the last in the series Pictures of Christ in the Old Testament. Next week is also the second anniversary of our first Let the Bible Speak broadcast on Radio Star Country. We do praise God for His grace and mercy and the wonderful opportunity we have enjoyed to preach the gospel since the 5th of April 1999. Let's have our last reading then from the history of the 59 Revival, and we're still reading of events that took place during that time of blessing in County Donegal. Donoughmore. Donoughmore had a revival baptism similar to that of Munray. Reverend Alexander Caldwell narrates, "The work began on the 29th of June at the annual meeting of our Sabbath schools. On the former Sabbath there had been a case of conviction, and on the evening of that day, a female had been stricken, forced to cry aloud for mercy while reading the Bible in her own home. On the 29th of June, Reverend Richard Smith of Derry kindly came to our meeting and delivered a very powerful and effective address. I never saw an audience so deeply moved. Every person with whom I have since conversed seems to have experienced the same deep, solemn feeling pervading the mind. He was followed by two young men from Derry, who gave a statement of their experience. The meeting was next addressed by the Reverend W. A. Russell of Strabane, and during his address, three females present were stricken and cried aloud for mercy in the congregation. There were persons present from all the congregations around, and all being deeply impressed, the revival spread at once through the surrounding districts. In the meeting house on the following Lord's Day, and again on Monday evening, the number of those forced to cry aloud for mercy was so great that it was difficult to proceed with the service and to preserve order in the meeting. With respect to the outward manifestations attending the revival, there have been comparatively few cases of bodily prostration. There were many more cases of persons simply forced to cry aloud for mercy, and the number of those silently convinced of sin and brought to believe was much larger than the two former classes combined. In this district, I find among all these classes as subjects of the revival persons of all ages, from 65 to 10 years of age, persons of all degrees of intelligence, from the best educated to the most ignorant, persons a very different physical constitution from the most intrepid and resolute men to the most timid and nervous female amongst us. And persons of every shade of character, from the most amiable and blameless to the most profane and reckless in the community. With respect to the permanency of the work, thank God I am able to say that out of more than 200 cases which have come under my observation, I do not know one who professed to be savingly converted who is not still maintaining a consistent walk and conversation. In this, our final study in the series Pictures of Christ in the Old Testament, we're considering the rock from which a fountain of water sprang in order to quench the thirst of the people of Israel in the midst of the desert. They had come to a place called Rephidim, Exodus chapter 17 and verse 1. There the people chided with Moses because there was no water to drink. And Moses cried unto the Lord, we read in verse 4, and said, what shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me. And God's direction was that he was to go out before the people and take with him the elders of Israel and the rod, Moses' rod, in his hand. And he was to stand there upon the rock in Horeb, and he was to smite the rock with the rod. And they did so, and out of the rock there came a mighty river that satisfied the thirst of the people of Israel. That rock was a picture of Christ. It is a wonderful metaphor illustrating Christ, because the rock speaks of endurance, and Christ is the eternal God. It speaks of strength, and the Lord Jesus is the Almighty One. It speaks of shelter, giving shade in the midst of the heat of the desert. It speaks also of a foundation. And it is on Christ that we must build our hope for eternity. But please consider with me now the fact that the river sprang out of the rock when Moses smote the rock with the rod. That's a wonderful picture of the Savior on the cross. Because you see, there on the cross, Christ was smitten. And he was smitten by the rod of God. The rod symbolizes the law of God. Let me read to you from Galatians, the chapter 3, and the verse 13. Listen to these words, please. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. So this rock, struck by the rod of Moses, symbolized what happened at Calvary. The rock, just like the Lord Jesus, was struck by God's command. In the verse 6 of Exodus 17, behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock. When Moses raised the rod and struck the rock, he did so at God's command. And likewise, at Calvary, the Lord Jesus was struck by his Father. He became sin for us, and was judged as such in our place. Isaiah chapter 53, the verse 4, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. The Lord Jesus was smitten of God on the cross. That punishment that should have fallen upon sinners fell on the Lord Jesus. The rock was struck in the presence of all Israel. Certainly the elders of Israel would have witnessed what Moses did. Who was gathered at the cross? Was it not the religious leaders of Israel? Here we have a picture of the cross. The rock, like Christ, was struck once. Just once. Bless God, the Lord Jesus Christ at Calvary has paid the price of our salvation and never needs to be struck again. He was on the cross made an all-sufficient sacrifice that never needs to be repeated. Do you understand that? Just as the rock needed only to be struck once, so there only needs to be one Calvary. For Christ's death there never needs to be repeated again. I must quickly come to my final thought, and that is this. The rock, when it was struck by the rod, yielded a mighty river, an abundant river. The river, of course, is the very substance of life, especially when you're in the desert. What they had cried out for, that's what God gave them. A river to satisfy them. A river to provide them with cleansing. A river that would cause growth. In all these things, that's what flows out of Christ. A river that satisfies the thirst within our soul. A river to purge and cleanse our lives. A river to make us to grow and to become fruitful in the things of God. The river issued forth in great abundance. It was a river. It wasn't a tiny trickle or a stream. It satisfied the needs of hundreds of thousands of people and their flocks. They never had a problem with a lack of water. Again, God supplied their need once and for all. The river accompanied them on their journey. It flowed with them. Isn't that an amazing thing? 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and we're reading in the verse 4. And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. It is the privilege of the Christian to have Christ accompany them and to meet every need that springs up in their lives. Dear listener today, if you are not saved in Christ, you will find your every need supplied. And He will accompany you through all the days of your life, and He'll escort you into heaven. Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Let me quote a hymn that sums up what we have been saying. O Christ, what burdens bowed thy head, our load was laid on thee. Thou stoodest in the sinner's stead, didst bear all ill for me. A victim led, thy blood was shed, now there's no load for me. Death and the curse were in our cup, O Christ was full for thee. But thou hast rained the last dark drop, 'tis empty now for me. That bitter cup, love drank it up, now blessings draft for me. Jehovah lifted up his rod, O Christ, it fell on thee. Thou wast sore stricken of thy God, there's not one stroke for me. Thy tears, thy blood beneath it flowed, thy bruising healeth me. Oh, that today you might stoop and drink of Christ, the water of life. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.